All right, we're back in session, and I'll advise everybody that the board is not taking formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session. All right, that brings up item number, in our regular agenda, item number E. And so, based on our information that we have, item E, F, G, H, and I, in consideration of these Pentec resolutions, I'd like to postpone because of some technical issues that have been arisen from Ada's due diligence work. They've been partially but not fully resolved. We anticipate that to be shortly. There remains, an engineering issue that's not yet been worked out. I'm directing Ada's staff to engage the engineering experts needed to comply and complete work on the technical issue, and then at the call of this chair, we will take up the Pentec resolutions. Any objections to that? Hearing none.
What is our time limit? What's the notice limit?
5 days.
Five days?
Yes. And hopefully, they can get done fast. Okay? We don't have a director sitting here, so I guess we'll take a look at, you got in front of you, I think Sherry put out I'm going to jump down to D if there's no objection. You got a continuing education calendar here, and it shows Council Development Finance Agencies, some dates. Remind everybody that the International Economic Development Council, the annual conference is here in Anchorage on October 4th through 7th, and made us a prime sponsor. Is that correct, Mark? Okay. And soon we have tickets and whatnot for folks that would like to attend any of it. In addition, we were given in your board package the quarterly Callan report. Is there any questions on that report? Not that I could answer them, but it's a quarterly update.
I should ask the detective.
Yeah. I wish the rate of return was higher.
Yeah.
I guess when you're super conservative, that's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let's see. Everybody's had a chance to look at A and B, the loan dashboard delinquencies, outstanding reports, and the matrix of active projects we have. Are there any questions on that? Or sign them off if we have it.
There's our director.
Gary, do you have any questions on this?
No.
No? Okay. All right, that leaves us with item number 9, board comments.
Mr. Chairman, just a quick question because I'm still somewhat new. Are these continuing education opportunities for board members or staff or both?
John?
They are for both.
Thank you.
Any other comments? All right, so the next regularly scheduled board meeting is in Fairbanks on June 25th. Remind everybody that we may, we may ask Sherry to do a poll eventually here, sooner than that, not today, but there may be a special meeting called based on the results with the technical issues and the Pentec stuff. So
all right.
I want to remind everybody about that. And other than that, there's no other comments, Gary?
Oh, I just happened to think next Friday, at 1 noon or 1 o'clock, a week from this coming Friday, there's going to be a, IGU put out an email yesterday, an invitation for a kickoff of the IEP project in North Pole, the North Pole Hotel, the parking lot in front of North Pole Hotel, and all the folks that have been involved in this over the last year or two have been invited, and scheduled for 1 hour, sponsored by IGU.
In Fairbanks, at North Pole?
Noon. Yeah, Yes, for both.
Okay.
Governor's.
What's that?
We're talking about the same thing, Governor.
Yes, that's right.
He's scheduled to be there.
Okay, that's great. All right. With that, I'll take a motion for adjournment.
Second.
Any opposition? We're adjourned.